انت بتسمع تسعينات اف ام، اجمل ذكريات.
Hey Alexa, what time is it?
It is time for the truth to finally come out, Siri. Now the people can find out the truth behind the screen.
We're gonna break the screen to unearth the truth. So buckle up your seatbelts, because it's gonna be a bumpy ride. This is Gannatullah, and on Digital Perfection, or is it? 90s FM Radio.
Digital Perfection مع Gannatullah. كل يوم أربع الساعة 9:30 على تسعينات FM.
Hi guys, welcome back to Digital Perfection with Gannatullah on 90s FM Radio. So today we're gonna take a different kind of approach. We're going to be talking about the fact that social media picks and chooses what they want to talk about or what discussions are okay to talk about and what they want to cover up. Now, it's not necessarily cover up, but they do make it harder for people to actually see some problems that are going on that they don't want others to know about. Or they put so many facts that you don't know which ones are true and which ones are not true. Now, one example is when regarding to mental health. In the past, they found it very weird to talk about mental struggles because people think that if you can't see the problem that you are going through, or if it's not physical, then it's not real. So they basically disregarded mental health problems because it is not necessarily physical. It is inside your brain. It's how you feel, but not what's going on physically on you. But now we're growing a little bit. This discussion has been started, but it is still considered a taboo in so many places, in so many cultures, in so many countries, that it's kind of hard to talk about it on a daily basis, or even if you just want to say something in general. Now, thankfully, that mindset has started to change a little bit, but it's hard to maintain a healthy mindset because or to help to maintain these conversations, because the internet wants to maintain an image that you have to talk about the good things and you can't say anything negative. Like, it wants to keep everything surface level. You can't say something that is controversial, or you can't do anything that normally people wouldn't talk about. They want to keep it all happy and like a very like a place where you just talk about surface level things. You never really get into the deep stuff. You never talk about the deep things that really matter. And they also make it harder to start these conversations, mostly by limiting how many people can see what you are sharing. Now, for example, you can post something about mental health, and then they change the algorithm so you don't really know who is seeing. And when you do see some people look at what you're sharing, it's not a lot of people, because this is not surface level things. You're talking deeper and you're talking about real struggles. You're talking about something that is more than just basic. You're talking about something that is real and that is deep. So they don't want people to actually start these conversations. So by limiting these conversations, there is a start of using negative actions to cope with these mental problems that are not being talked about. And this makes it harder on everyone, since you don't know who else is struggling with you, so you have no one to relate with. And you don't know how to cope in general with what you have or maybe a loved one has. You don't know how to interact with them that will not trigger them more. So when you don't have these conversations, when you're not informed by these things, these very important things, it can result in really life-threatening situations or consequences if you don't know how to handle them. So in the end, blocking these conversations have a real life effect, not on social media effect, but on real life, on us people. So the song that is in the break right now has made an impact, and it started the mental health conversation. It resonated with millions of people, and it's also the American National Suicide Prevention Hotline. This is 1-800 by Logic.
I've been on the low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine. Who can relate? Woo! I've been on the low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine. I don't wanna be alive. I don't wanna be alive. I just wanna die today. I just wanna die. Other shit I'm talking about, they think they know it. I've been praying for somebody to say me, no one's heroic in my life. Don't even matter, I know it, I know it. I know I'm hurting deep down, but can't show it. I never had a place to call my own. I never had a home. Ain't nobody calling my phone. Where you been, where you at, what's on your mind? They say every life precious, but nobody care about mine. I've been on the low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine. Who can relate? I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine. I want you to be alive. I want you to be alive. You don't gotta die today. You don't gotta die. I want you to be alive. I want you to be alive. You don't gotta die. Now let me tell you why.
It's the very first breath when your head's been drowning underwater. And it's the lightness in the air when you're there chest to chest with the lover. It's holding on though the road's long, seeing light in the darkest things. And when you stare at your reflection, finding open who it is, I know that you'll thank God you.
I know where you've been, where you are, where you're going. I know you're the reason I believe in life. What's the day without a little night? I'm just trying to set a little light. It can be hard, it can be so hard, but you gotta live right now, you got everything to give right now. I've been on the low, I've been taking my time, I feel like I'm out of my mind, it feel like my life ain't mine. Who can relate? Woo! I've been on the low, I've been taking my time, I feel like I'm out of my mind, it feel like my life ain't mine. I finally wanna be alive.
See my tears melt in the snow, but I don't wanna cry. I don't wanna cry anymore. I wanna feel alive. I don't even wanna die anymore. Oh, I don't wanna
don't even wanna die anymore.
Now, it can be more than just limiting views that happens when you want to share important information. Now, some of this information that you're posting that is censored can potentially help millions of people. It can talk about so many controversial topics and they still want to limit what you want to say. Now, one example is fake news. You see so much fake news streamed on legitimate news stations. You always see these big news stations being influenced by people with a lot of money because they want to keep their reputation up and they don't want someone to create an uproar, or they don't want the truth to get out, basically. So they spread a lot of false information. So they keep a lot of people misinformed to the point where these people just stop paying attention. So these problems really never get solved. Now, the solutions start not being formed due to the false information being shared. And now this is basically happening every single day. But it mostly happens when it concerns people that are not receiving their basic human rights and they're being treated wrong because of the way they look. Now, these people are getting treated like they are not humans or they are criminals because of their skin color, their religion, and the way they identify, maybe. And the news spins these accidents that happen in order to blame the actual victim that is being discriminated. Or they choose to just not do a news broadcast over what happens. They choose to keep people in the dark so they don't know what is actually happening. Now, for example, you see a news report on a shooting. Now, it depends what this shooter is being called by the color of their skin or maybe their religion. You see someone that is Caucasian or white, and what are they called? They are not called a terrorist. They are called someone that is mentally ill or mentally challenged. But anyone else, they are labeled as someone who is basically terrorizing this place. So the news spins these stories and they make them seem like it's nothing when it's someone that looks a certain way, but they make it seem like it's a national security breach if it's someone else. So you can just see how these news shape our minds. They make us think that, okay, this person is not doing something bad, or they're just mentally ill, but this person is doing the exact same action, but they are the problem. Now, this just proves that social media picks and chooses who deserves to be in the spotlight, who deserves to be the victim, and who gets blamed every time something happens. Because they shape who gets the blame, not us. You see what they want you to see. So, social media claims that it's a place where freedom of speech is accepted, but somehow they still control what is being said and what they want to be said, what information they want to spread. This happens because they want others to remain ignorant, because at the end of the day, they don't want society to change, because they're already benefiting from these injustices that are happening. But we will talk about this, but after the break. This is Freedom by Rihanna featuring Kendrick Lamar.
Trying to rain I meditate for practice. Channel 9 News tell me I'm moving backwards. 8 blacks left, death is around the corner. 7 misleading statements about my persona. 6 headlights waving in my direction. 5-0 asking me what's in my possession. Yeah, I keep running, jumping the aqueducts. Fire hydrants and hazardous smoke alarms on the back of us. But mama, don't cry for me, ride for me, drive for me, live for me, breathe for me, sing for me, honestly guiding me. I can be more than I gotta be, stole from me, lied to me. Nation hypocrisy, gold on me, driving me wicked. My spirit inspired me like, yeah. Open correctional gates in high desert. Yeah. Open our mind as we cast away oppression. Open the streets and watch our beliefs. And when they carve my name inside the concrete, I pray it forever reads.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Freedom, freedom, where are you? 'Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom rot in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running 'cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
Now, when you look at what is being censored, you usually see that social media adds a little bit of the wrong information to try and confuse people so they don't know what is right, what is wrong, what is the right information that they are looking for. For example, we can see a lot of mixed information when we're talking about police brutality in America. You can see also the same thing happening in the occupation in Palestine. You can see so much information being infused in all these social media platforms that you don't know what is right and what is wrong, because they use a lot of wording techniques that makes you rethink your perspective on everything. And not only is there mixed information, when someone tries to raise awareness using the right information, they are restricted because social media wants to bury that information so people focus on the other information being targeted and being broadcasted. So they keep people misinformed, uninformed also, and they do that to avoid an uproar. But sometimes these things just backfire. Sometimes, yes, they may spread a lot of false information, and they do pick and choose what they want to be broadcasted, but it's in our hands to actually seek the truth. It's in our hands to scope out and see every single wording that is happening in each of these news broadcasts, because you can easily spot where they are being biased to certain people. You can easily spot when they want this certain person to have all the spotlight, but this other person, you don't even think of them. You don't give them the day. You don't give them a singular thought when they are actually the victims. But it's also in our hands to see and to create a change. Now, this has happened. There has been some times where they see the false news and they say, yes, this is false news, but here also is the right news. And this created a lot of people to also say this. This made people say this is the right thing. More and more people started to post about it. So even the algorithm can't make it go away, because so many people are posting about it. You are gonna see it. Everyone is gonna see it. Now, an example of this is the BLM movement. They saw the fake news and they saw the real news. They saw the first-hand accounts of what happened and they said, this is what happened. You don't listen to the media, because the media always spins it around and they find someone else to blame. Now, this is a perfect example where people didn't stop seeking the truth. The truth is always there. You just have to really look for it, because if you don't know the truth, then how are we going to evolve? Now, if you know the truth, how are we going to learn from our past mistakes? How are we going to know how to never repeat the mistakes of history? When you don't know the truth, you don't know what you did. You didn't know the problems, so you can't perfect yourself. You can't work on yourself. You can't work through these problems. So the social media is basically trying to make us not be able to evolve into the people that we should be, the people who want the truth, who seek the truth, who need it, who want to make the world a better place. Now, the internet is going to forever try and silence people, because in the eyes of high society, they think that ignorance is bliss. They think that whatever I don't see, it's better. So I don't know, or I'm not guilty of not doing something about it. So they think that everyone should not know about these things, because in the end, no one's going to do something. But in the end, they are wrong, because if someone actually sees these problems, they are going to do something about it. Because ignorance is just as bad as the action that is happening. It is just as bad as doing the deed that someone else did. You are seeing what is happening and you're doing nothing about it. So that is just as bad, because you are enabling this action to happen. Now, it's important to seek the truth, because history is just going to keep on repeating itself and repeating itself and repeating itself if we don't know what are we doing wrong in this aspect. Why are we treating people like this? Now, you can say it's because of how we were raised, how the internet is being, but at least you can work on these aspects when you know the truth. So the truth is important in knowing what is going on and how to improve on ourselves. But this will always not happen if we allow the news broadcasting or social media in general to keep picking and choosing these problems. It's in our hands to choose to know everything, to know the truth, even if you don't really feel like the truth is gonna help. But at least you know the truth, and at least you know how you can help, if you want to help. Now, this is kind of important, because when you have the opportunity to pick and choose what you want to see, that is better than having someone pick it for you, because you don't have control in your life then. But at least now, you know that you want to talk about this, and you're not going to be restricted, because if someone wants to say something, let them. If they want to help in something, let them. If they want to tell people that this is happening, then they should know. They have the right to know. So that was picking and choosing on this show for this week on 90s FM radio. This was Digital Perfection with Gannotullo. See you next week.
Attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate, and to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate, and that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all.
People
y'all.
Killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? And won't you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning.
Change. New days are strange. Is the world insane? If love and peace are so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering as the youth are young. So ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really, what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on,
I don't know.
What's the truth, y'all? Come on,
I don't know.
What's the love, y'all?
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. When you practice what you preach, and what you turn the other cheek. Father, 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 help us.
World on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinemas, yeah. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive till love is found. Now ask yourself,
where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? One world, one world.
We only got
one world, one world.
That's all we got.
One world, one world.
And something's wrong with it. Something's wrong with it. Something's wrong with the good world. Yeah, we only got
one world.